Some said they couldn't do it. Even more said they shouldn't do it. But here they are, bringing you another episode of the Happy Zen Podcast. Welcome your hosts, Adam and Matt.
Can you hear me?
I can hear just you.
Is this where I should have my mouth?
Stop eating the microphone. I'm not buying a new one. So we are, for the first time ever, which was like absolutely pulling teeth with you, by the way. We are first time ever live on location.
Is this a regular episode or is this like a bonus episode?
I feel like it's a bonus episode because I get to hear music in the background that's kind of like somewhat theme-ish to us having a conversation.
It's a bonus episode because it's going to be shorter and it'll be easier to edit. It's a bonus for me.
I don't think it's going to be easier to edit.
It's going to be way harder to edit.
Not at all. So where are we? This is your watering hole.
We are at Deadly Grounds Cafe in Curtis. Enjoying a nice nightly coffee here while we discuss the upcoming month or so of the podcast.
I do want to comment how Deadly Grounds have taken over in terms of their penetrating the coffee market in the area that we live in.
I just realized I think I put some of my coffee sip into the microphone, but that's all right. It's for effect.
You're the one that complains about editing, so I just want to say that won't be my fault.
Okay.
Sorry, just checking levels. I'm coming through extremely loud, so have fun.
Boo, boo, ba, ba. Okay, back yourself up.
Fair enough. So, we've had a few interesting weeks as you've got some podcasts out. We've got, we hit a couple episodes together for Halloween. Thank God Halloween's done.
What, you didn't like Halloween?
I just never been a big fan of Halloween.
Jesus, we're in the wrong place then for you.
No, I like this. I just don't like Halloween.
Oh, okay.
There's a different story. The background is cool. The Halloween itself. I was a fat kid growing up. Having to work for my chocolate was challenging.
You loved Halloween, all that candy?
In theory, yes, you should, right? But the problem was I had to work for the chocolate. And when you're a fat kid, you've pretty much have not worked for chocolate. You've acquired what you've needed to get fat. So now Halloween means I have to put miles on to get that chocolate. And that just the work wasn't worth it.
Fair enough.
So
you
are inherently lazy, yes.
What do we... you demanded that we record as soon as possible.
Yes. Well, we don't get to spend as much time together as originally planned. My new job has gotten quite busy.
Yeah, I really have to change the description that says that we drop podcasts weekly because it just ain't the case.
It should just say we drop podcast.
Yeah, please subscribe so you know.
No, I just wanted to touch base with the audience. Let
oh,
know
I hope
we're still
everybody
alive.
Saw your eating contest because that video just went up a couple days ago.
Yeah, what the hell was that all about? I didn't even know you filmed it.
Oh, yeah, I filmed it and it's up there. It's a beaut. On our IGTV, it's our only video.
We're going to have to do something else on that.
Yeah.
But
we'll have two videos.
In my defense, although I tied for first, mm-hmm. In my defense, I should have totally hammered that. I was still hungry when I was done. I had choked on a cold sausage roll. If you have witnessed this video, if you haven't, go watch it. I had a system down. I had a plan. I had a sequence. I had it all figured out. And then I was handed a cold sausage roll, and it nearly choked and killed me.
I think it was like an inside job. I think somebody wanted you to lose.
Fair enough. I feel like that might have been you.
No, it was entertaining. And I really wish I had filmed the part where you nearly gagged and coughed up water and sausage.
I totally felt like, what was the movie? Stand By Me?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
I totally felt like when I was coughing and I'm like, oh, no, I'm about to spit the sausage roll on all these people. Because
yeah.
There was like a crowd from the festival was there. They all crowded around to watch this. And I'm like, I'm about to spit sausage roll on a stranger's. And then go back to eating sausage rolls.
Disgusting. I've lost
And they
my
were
appetite.
Like, oh, he's gonna spew. I'm like, that's not helping. Why would people announce it? It doesn't help. If you're going to be sick, don't tell someone they're going to be sick. Now you're going to make them sick. Anyways, sorry. That's way too much time.
Right.
That got way more airtime than it needed.
Let's move on. You had an interesting flight the other day?
Yeah, so I was going out to Edmonton for work, and I thought of you the entire time. This was amazing. I was stuck in the back of a plane, so your seats can't move. And it was a wonderful Air Canada flight where the TVs weren't working, so that was even better.
You're going to have to beep out Air Canada so they don't sue us?
Fair enough. It was WestJet. Wait.
That's not what I meant, but okay.
I was on a plane flying out to Western Canada.
It was on Aer Lingus.
Yeah, there you go. Whatever.
To Edmonton.
Anyways, I was on a plane, and the screens for the movies weren't working, and it was just, and I sat down. And I'm looking at the guy beside me, and I can't help. You know he's someone.
Jason Momoa.
He was some. No, I would have got that. He was someone, but I couldn't quite figure out who the someone was. I was struggling and struggling, and I'm like, I know this face. It's killing me. And all of a sudden the names start coming to you. And I joked with you, it's like, okay, Rachel Holman, Jennifer Jones, curlers, for those who don't understand.
It was a man.
And it was a man. Curl. So what it did to me was it drew the connection, okay, this guy's definitely something to do with curling, and which doesn't help me, and all I could think of was phoning you as phoner friend, but the plane's taking off, so that's not an option.
Yeah, and I'm pretty sure like two episodes ago you were slamming curling as much as I was slamming rugby, so, you know, fair
100%,
enough.
100%, yeah. So, let me know when you meet a professional rugby player, because I met Kevin Martin, the professional curler, multi-gold medal, Canadian gold medalist, and head of Curling Canada, and an analyst for Sportsnet, and it was awesome, actually. The guy was amazing, by the way.
This is slowly becoming the Sportsnet podcast. We will just keep talking about and having people from Sportsnet.
If they want to fund it, I'm all over it. That's, we can wear headsets and analysts and suits and ties and just rock and roll with it. We have nothing to offer.
You've signed him up for the podcast? He's coming on?
No, I spent 4 hours talking to him and actually never asked him to join the podcast.
But you got like his email or his phone number or something, right?
I added him on LinkedIn the other day. He hasn't responded,
though. It's a baby step.
He hasn't responded.
Yeah.
But to be fair, it was 4 hours of conversation. I kid you not. And it wasn't, you know, you have a conversation with someone, you have those moments where you stop and think to yourself, okay, am I like driving this person insane?
Oh, yeah.
So I would stop talking, and which for many that know me, that's hard to do. But I did. I picked my moments. And then he would just re-engage and bring up new topics and stuff. So it was awesome. We talked about, like, the idea of a players association for curling and, like, what's, you know, the growth of it. And, I mean, for those that don't understand, Kevin Martin was, like, a big part in curling getting big in Canada. I mean, it was big, but he helped really push it next level.
Yeah, he was definitely more on the more modern side of things. Like, he was kind of the next step after the guys that were just, like, full out of shape curling and, you know, going down the ice with a cigarette hanging out of their mouth. Like, he was the next generation. He's in shape, or at least he's in better
shape. And he led the next gen of the evolution of the sport, getting the competitiveness, getting the sponsors, getting the professionalism into it. And getting it closer to these athletes getting to be professional athletes and not needing to have full-time jobs. So it was pretty cool, and it was great dialogue, great conversation. Awesome, nice guy. Like, just awesome, nice guy. It was pretty cool. Pretty cool experience. And I just kept thinking about you the whole time, thinking, you know, there's probably so many relative curling questions that should be asked in this situation, in this, like, off-the-cuff, comfortable, relaxed environment. And I had none of them to ask.
But I bet he's probably happy that you're not talking to him about curling, or at least not focusing on that. Like, he's probably happy not to. That's probably his every day,
yeah,
right?
Yeah,
it is every day.
And we talked, like, the outside stuff of curling. Like, we talked about prehab stuff around sports, like, for the hips and stuff, because it's repetitive motion all the time. Like, stuff that isn't maybe the surface curling conversation. It was, like, the stuff that was outside of that. So it was pretty cool. Talk about experiences with the Olympics a little bit. I mean, how do you not talk to an Olympic champion about that? That was kind of cool.
Can't wait to get him on the podcast and talk about that.
Yeah, this is the closest we're probably going to get. So
we're going to have Chris back on so we can talk to him more about this sort of stuff. Cause
should we talk to him about Kevin?
You know, I immediately thought, like, he'll start telling us some, like, juicy things and somebody's gonna get fired.
It doesn't work like that, though. No. And they don't even interact with each other. But he was commenting that the curling guys actually have more of an opportunity to interact with each other, I think, than, like, how the hockey analysts are, because they're so in and out so quickly, whereas the curling guys are there for, like, it's like golf, right? They're at the event for multiple days.
It's probably like the play-by-play guys for hockey, like the play-by-play guys, not the analysts, but the guys that are in the booth together for the length of the game. They probably have more interaction than, like, an analyst guy does. And he's in the booth for the length of the game. Those games are, you know, 3 hours long, something like that.
Oh, yeah. And then he talked about how he does multiple games. He's basically has the same schedule that he used to have when he competed, but now he's actually there for every game because he has to call every game. So, and they do it like a team of three. And he was telling me about the recent experience where someone on the team was sick, so they had to take turns running out from the booth to go interview live at the rinkside and then back up. And he said, you know, that doesn't sound like, I said, no, that does sound like a big deal to go run, have to still hold your composure for an interview, then run back and do a play-by-play. Like, you're going to, at some point, be out of breath or just be like, ugh.
I was going to say, my breath is accelerating as you're describing that situation. I'm like, no, thank you. But they usually have three because they'll have, like, two players or former players, and then there'll be a guy that's, like, a guy that doesn't know anything about curling, because you got to have somebody that's
asking all the questions. So, wait, I could ask him for a job?
Exactly.
Oh, my God.
And then the guy that I'm thinking of, the name's escaping me at the moment, you could probably have his job. There was one year.
Your logic is because you don't know his name?
No. There was a year, a couple years back, that Will Ferrell was there for the Scotties, I think it was. and he was in the booth as Ron Burgundy from Anchorman. It was when Anchorman 2 was coming out.
That's freaking funny.
It was so random because you're like, what the hell is he doing in Canada and at curling? But I guess that's the joke, right? It was just the most obscure thing.
I wonder if he's a secret curling fan. I could see it. It's enjoyable. It certainly encourages you to drink more, though.
It's a leisure thing to watch. Like, it's not... Yeah.
The skill that's in that sport, though, I will admit it, it does have a level of skill necessary. And it's certainly one of those sports that people think they could just go do. It results in, like, injuries.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, lawn bowling, but you usually don't get injured so much in lawn bowling. But, yeah, people, I'm sure, get on,
you're going to hurt, slide,
and then just
hurt your groin
and tear everything. Yeah.
Yeah. You're not going to get back up. Or when you try to get back up, you're going to wipe out. Yeah. So.
All right, so you met Kevin Martin. You made zero connections with him.
Yeah.
You're not having him on the podcast.
I also ate a lot of sushi in Edmonton, which was kind of strange.
I wouldn't have thought Edmonton's sushi capital of Canada, but...
No, there was a wide variety at good prices, well made. And I was doing steak and eggs for breakfast because their steak and eggs is... I'm just going to give Edmonton and give you a shout out for one thing for sure, is that your steak and eggs, that steak that you would serve with a breakfast... was remarkable. That's kind of how, like, the steak you would eat at the keg,
like a
high
end steak. Yeah.
Yeah, in Ontario, like, I would go, I get steak at, you know, a nice 6 ounce sirloin or something like that. They just served that with the breakfast plate like it was the throwaway steak. So I was pretty impressive.
Well, I imagine cattle and beef is obviously pretty big out in Alberta.
You know what Alberta doesn't have? A horizon.
What?
It's hard to explain. In Ontario, everywhere you look, there's either buildings or trees that kind of, like, populate your horizon.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas in Edmonton, I look out and it's just, like, vastness.
I hear Saskatchewan's like that, too.
There's a tree out there that I heard, though.
Yeah, that's it. It's terrible. Sorry, Saskatchewan.
No, but in all seriousness, in Edmonton, that really took me aback was, you know, you look out from the hotel or, you know, we were on the south side of Edmonton, for whatever that means to anybody that's listening to this. But when you looked out the window, it was just kind of vast, like... It just, you could feel the difference that there was nothing there stopping your view. It just seemed like it kind of went nowhere, which was interesting, different. And they have a real problem with sidewalks in Edmonton. Like, they don't have any. Like, we were in this area where they had sidewalks to travel around, but it was only, like, on, like, one side of the road, and everything was, like, 4-lane highway where we were. So it was really like playing Frogger.
Yeah, but I've heard out there like that pedestrians have like they really have the right of way. Like you can walk out.
I don't know.
Traffic
I felt like I was going to die a couple times. Yeah. So I don't feel that comfortable and trustworthy of that statement. Mm. I heard that when I landed there, but I didn't feel comfortable to experiment with it.
I'm being distracted by what looks like a terrifying movie and I'm trying not to pay attention to it.
Fair enough. That's a baby. That's crying.
That
that's
baby's
a demon.
Going off the edge.
Yeah, fair enough.
Okay, they're pitching the baby.
It's 300.
It is kind of 300 looking.
Just consider it 300. Oh, anyway, funny experience, though, coming back from Edmonton. We had a moment. A few of us were sharing a cab, and we went to get it, and so we ordered a cab. And this is funny for anyone that's had this experience before.
Get a cab. Haven't you learned?
No, we ordered a cab, and we're waiting. We called for a van because there was a group of us, so we could all save the money in that and get to the same airport at the same time, which was convenient. So another cab comes. Not exactly sure what happened here. Guy walks in. He's like, yeah, did someone order a cab? We're like, yeah, but we ordered a van. So on. He goes, oh, well, I'm here. So someone must have came from my cab. And all of a sudden, like, he starts freaking out because we're not in his cab. So we felt kind of guilty. So we broke our group into half. Half of us went and jumped in with him and said, okay, fine, we'll go with you. We get in. The seatbelts don't work.
It's like a bus, like a school bus.
Yeah, no, but it's not. It's a car. So the seatbelts aren't working. So the guy in the front seat with our party, who has zero tolerance and patience for things, he goes, yeah, what's going on with the seatbelt? He goes, oh, well, I'll fix it. So he's like, takes his keys out. And he's trying to jab his keys in the seatbelt. And so the guy in the front goes, oh, yeah, the key's going to do it. And he's like, okay, what is going on? And he's sitting there, and the cabbie starts reaching behind him to grab the seatbelt to try to adjust it. And, like, you know, 3 seconds into the cab, this got weird really fast.
It wasn't moving at this time, was it?
Oh, he was slowly moving.
Yeah, I would have gotten out.
Yeah, so what we did. We ended up, like, getting out of the cab. And then as soon as we got out, the van we originally ordered, like, shooted up beside us really, really fast, slammed the brakes on. Do you guys get a cab? And so we jumped in with the van. So, it was a terrifying experience.
So hold on. So the first cab wasn't even yours?
No. It was a guy who came who was from the same company.
Oh, okay.
But someone else must have taken a different cab.
Yeah.
And so he was, like, guilting everybody.
When we were in Florida... My wife and I, we were warned by the cab companies that there are, like, almost like carnies, but for cabs. Like they're unlicensed cab drivers that would show up and look for people that are waiting for cabs and trick them into thinking that that's their cab, or they would say, you know, we're cheaper.
They'd take you off and kill you.
Like it's just it's just super sketchy. When we went to Boston, though, we had a terrible experience with cab drivers. In fact, we had one cab driver that essentially robbed us, never turned the meter on, and then just made up a number. And I was like, well, I guess if I don't give him the money, I'm going to get murdered. So we paid him after that. I have never used a cab. I always use Lyft.
Yeah, I've used Uber a few times. I do appreciate Uber. And to be fair, like I used Uber in the U.S. a bunch of times, and every time I had a military veteran. Whether it was, I've had Air Force, I've had Navy, it was kind of neat. I felt bad that that's what they have to do after they get out of the military. But to be fair, I say I feel bad because I'm kind of being judgmental on being an Uber driver. But then I've been in enough Uber rides now that I don't think they're hurting.
Depends where it is.
They make well.
I've talked to a couple drivers. A lot of them, like in Canada, I think in the U.S. maybe they do a little better. Because certainly the cars that, when we were in Boston, the cars that we got in were high-end cars. In Toronto, it was a little less. And I talked to some of the guys there, and they do both Lyft and Uber at the same time.
Right.
Because
it's not busy enough yet.
That's what the guy told me. He said there's way more drivers than there are people using it.
Yeah. So, it's kind of like where it took off in the U.S. because the people were asking for it and the drivers had to catch up.
Mm-hmm.
Gets popular. So then up here, everyone tries to do it, but there's not enough people. Like, we have to remember, there's not even 40 million people in this country.
I don't think you can get...
Well, a lot of the airports block them.
I don't know if you can get a Lyft in Bowmanville yet. I think you can get driven to Bowmanville, but I don't think you can.
I know someone that took an Uber from Hampton to the airport.
That's got to be pricey.
100 and some odd bucks.
Although, really,
the parking's 100 and something.
If you're paying for like a shuttle, they're going to cost you like that, or like a limo or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
True. But. Sure. The shuttle or the limo is going to cost you $150 to $200.
Yeah.
The parking is going to cost you $150 to $200.
Yeah.
So an Uber, at least you know whose pockets it's going into. It's a small business. It's a good idea.
Yeah. Yeah. That makes sense. Like it's the same argument I make for like why I take the train into the city most of the times. Because like for the amount I'm going to pay for parking, in most cases, it's if I can take the train, I will. Sometimes the train's a nightmare. And also driving down there is a nightmare. So anyways, that's... Old me talking.
Oh my God, we just totally aged ourselves, did we not?
Well, we are Xennials, so we're getting to that point where we're getting...
This stuff matters, and we're trying to do it in a modern approach.
I do think we're getting to the point where the illusion that, oh, I want to live in the big city, it's so exciting, has totally passed, and we're like, I want to live close enough that I can get into the city, but I do not want to live there anymore.
Did it ever hit you, though? Did you ever want to live in the city?
I personally didn't, but like I know my wife did, and now she does not. Like she's like, this, we're close enough.
I had no interest in it.
Yeah,
none.
I think there's certainly some people that it's more fitting for, but...
I spend a lot of time down there for work, and I do meet with a lot of people who do live in the city, and I see ton of advantages.
Mm-hmm.
But there's just something about having that little bit of space and just having that... I don't know. You grow up driving places, especially in Canada. Like people can relate to this. You either grow up in a town or a hamlet or a village that you're used to driving 20, 30 minutes to do anything. So you're so comfortable with that. When you can knock it down to 15 minutes, you feel like you're getting things quicker. Or you want to completely counteract that and you want to be able to walk to everything.
Well, I think definitely those people that don't have a license or don't ever want to drive, it is more appealing to them because they don't. You know, there's public transportation everywhere where you can walk to most things.
This country is so big. How do you not want a license?
I mean, you can't tell me you don't know people that you've gone to school with or whatever that never got a license or they waited way late.
Very few.
We sort of had to just because where we were, you didn't have a choice. If you wanted
nowhere.
Any kind of freedom, you got a car.
Yeah.
And it was a beater car in most cases. It was a piece of shit, but...
But these are the things in life that are important to understand. Right, like understand when to put water on the fire on your engine versus sand.
You know what? Sand worked.
Your dad was awfully upset when we found out you threw sand in
My
there.
My dad said it didn't happen. Let's move on from that. He still claims the car never caught fire.
I remember just standing there with the water bottle watching the whole thing happen before I decided to use my water.
You ever find it weird that we both essentially had the same car for a while?
Except yours tried to kill you twice.
Yeah. I just thought it was weird that we somehow both got the same car. Not by choice. Like, it wasn't like we went out. We just took whatever we could get. Like, mine was...
Yours was your newer.
Yeah. I don't know who it was. I don't know where it came from.
You had an 88 Grand Am. I had an 87 Grand Am.
Yeah. Where'd you get yours from? Your parents
my
have
dad
it first?
Found it. No, my dad found it for cheap. Yeah. We bought it, and then I think we paid to have the door rebuilt because the door had a giant hole through it.
Yeah, and in the late 90s, early 2000s, apparently Grand Ams were a dime a dozen, especially the late 80s ones.
The thing was, at the time, 10 years later, because that's kind of the age of that car, right? Mm-hmm. We'd been in 10 years, 12 years after it was made. It was a popular made car back at that time that lasted, so that you could buy that. I often look at the cars like right now. So my kids are old, like 5 years away, my oldest. So I'm like, okay, so what was a car 5 years ago they're going to drive? So I'm looking at cars that were a 2013, might be what my kid's driving. And it will look old. It will feel old. You don't think of it that way.
To us, it won't. To them, probably.
Oh, to them, they're going to think it's archaic and ancient. And in fact, I'm going to try to find something older. If I can.
Like, I had a 2006 until this year, and I was like, hey, it's the same as everyone else. Then I get my new car, and I was like, I don't know how this car works. There is no keyhole. You push a button to start it. It makes the Starship Enterprise sound. I don't know what's happening.
I know. I really want to make sure my kids have something that's like...
analog?
Yeah. Yeah. I want a cassette player in it.
I don't even have a CD player in my car.
Yeah, no. That just made you sound really old.
Well, to be fair, my wife complained about her car first when she got hers.
What, do you still have like the zip-up folder of CDs she under does. Your seat? Come on.
Actually, you know, I do too. Hers is the binder. Mine's just the single row.
I'd love to poll the audience of how many of you have CDs still in your car just for decoration because you're not using them. You haven't used them in like 5 years. Come on.
Well, I would if I had something to play them on.
Your last car could have had them.
Yeah, and I listened to CDs in my last car.
Really?
Yeah.
And you had XM radio.
Yeah.
What was the point of XM radio if you have CDs?
Rid of it. That's another story. It cost me too much money.
I'm so lost. I'm so lost. And with Spotify and things like that now, why would you even bother carrying... What are the CDs for? Protection? You can throw them at people?
Well, then I got to pay for Spotify if I want to listen to this particular song.
No, you don't. No, you don't. You make your playlist, and then you just play your playlist.
It's random.
Yeah, but you make them short, 5 songs. Then you get your songs.
Every playlist is one song.
I have 160 playlists.
I guess there's no limit on the number of playlists you can have.
I figured this out. So you put it in sequence to play your playlist. You put your songs in, and you can get them kind of in order somewhat. You get the odd commercial, and if you're willing to let them play the video, it's 30 minutes before you got to worry about it.
I don't think I have a video. It doesn't matter.
What was your other strategy? Was join for 99 cents, right? Cancel. Get a new email. Join for 99 cents. Like, you can't. That's guilty. I feel guilty for doing that. So I joined.
So you're saying you did it because I didn't say
no. I joined once for the 99 cents or whatever it was to try it. Right. I did use it quite a bit. I did like it. But honestly, for the listening for workouts, listening for work, driving, whatever, the commercials really weren't bothersome.
No,
they really weren't. And so.
But I think what you're getting for me, if I was to pay for Spotify, the benefit I'd be getting is that I can listen to whatever. So the stupid thing is, if you listen to it on a computer, you can listen to whatever you want, whatever specific song you want. But you do it on the phone, you can't. Although I've heard that's changing.
I honestly feel like it's a pretty great service for free. It really is. And you know what? Our podcast is on there. So
that's right. Crap. I'll cut that out. It's fine.
That's awesome. Our podcast is on there, which was cool, which was, I think, like another mark of success that we've got it on there.
Yeah, I don't think there's any other big ones that we're missing from because we got Stitcher, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts. I don't know. What other? What's left?
Podbean?
There's some other small ones that we're on, but yeah.
We call them small, but the thing is you can't track.
Yeah, that's true. I shouldn't
imagine
say small.
Like some of them have like 1,000 downloads. We have no idea.
Yeah, I don't know. There was still maybe. I know there's for sure there are 2 people listening to this. And that is all I know.
And that is not you or I.
No. Cause
just to let you know,
I listen to it once because I have to edit it. You don't listen to it at all.
On occasion.
Okay.
On occasion. It's been
it's better that you don't because the stuff I do to edit you out of the. No.
Yeah, people don't even know I'm here. This is just a one-sided conversation.
Turns out, yeah, it's just Matt talking to himself for an hour.
Yeah.
Actually, be like 45 minutes because I have to cut half of it.
Yeah, and he's answering questions that no one really knows were asked.
That's right.
So we, aside from having a conversation here at Deadly Grounds, we're going to do some more local stuff. I keep pushing for you.
We may end up doing, again, I'm just thinking out loud, maybe we'll do like more frequent shorter episodes, because if it's easier for us to do that...
I feel like audience members just clapped.
I heard that. Jesse. Adam.
Yeah.
Other Adam.
Yes.
Mom.
Oh,
Adam's just, mom. That's it.
And there's other people
our
somewhere.
Wives don't listen, so who else
hey,
is like...
Hey, we have some people that are verified on Instagram following us now. So I'm just going to say...
I feel like we've tricked them somehow. They think... It's probably another case where they think I'm a celebrity actor from a movie or TV show. I get that all the time.
Listen, we've already gone through this. Someone tried to tell me once that you're a Matt Damon, like a lookalike, and I am...
I would love it.
I think they're blind.
Yeah, me too. My facial hair is coming out because I'm just too lazy to shave, and it is going
okay,
really
hold on.
Gray.
We went back to this logo thing. One of us has facial hair, one of us doesn't. Can we just like pick, please?
I'm going to do a really bad Photoshop job and just like put facial hair on my. It's not working. It's not going to work.
No, at the end of the day, we have to just organize this because it's confusing for the audience. At one point, we went for a very long time without... So people would think there's only one person duplicated.
Well, the other thing we should probably mention before we forget and we run out of time, should we mention the Northern Hearts stuff?
I haven't mentioned it.
Okay. We did mention them, God, first episode?
Before
episode,
they were big?
Before they started doing their own thing.
They're going to skip us. They're skipping us all together.
So Northern Hearts is a band from our hometown. I'm using that in quotes. It's close enough.
Yeah.
Friends of ours that we went to school with, and they are... They
just talented.
Yep, really, really talented. They just started a Kickstarter to fund a new 5-track EP, although I think if they get $2,500, they're going to put a 6-track on.
And how are they doing the first 24 hours?
I don't even know if it's been 24 hours. The last time I checked, they were just under $1,000, so they're doing really well. It's not to say they don't need any more.
No, keep going, folks.
The Kickstarter goes for 30 days, so if you get a chance, you can go onto our Facebook or Instagram or Twitter. I think I put it on all three. The link to their post where you can find out information about it and where you can go to chip in some money. $5 gets you the digital copy of the EP when it's done, so it's not super expensive. It's actually pretty reasonable, I think. $10 gets you the CD, and if they hit the $2,500 mark, anybody that pays $10 or more gets invited to a listening party. So pretty cool. Good for them. We're going to be listening to them in a couple weeks in town here, and we will hopefully have them on before or after.
Yeah, I haven't figured that out yet.
Yeah.
Last time they were getting ready to do an event, we were trying to line up a chance to have them on, and my idea of like, hey, just come on before you go on stage is a really bad idea.
Yeah, it turns out they actually want to prepare and are trying to focus on the music.
They're professional.
Yeah.
Yeah. And since we have next to no prep going into this, we don't really relate.
It's true.
Yeah.
I thought I was having coffee tonight, and we're here. So this is what happens.
Yeah. See, the thing is, whenever we get together now, I carry the gear. I tell you when I show up, and then your face goes, ugh.
Yeah.
Because there's no prep.
Because I immediately see myself parked in front of the computer editing this episode. It's all right. I'll figure it out.
You were all in the beginning.
Hey, you know we're coming up on a year?
I know. I know, and I feel like there was a bet, but no one made it with us, but I think it was an eternal bet that we just wanted to make a year.
I think we cheated. You know how we cheated?
You had a stroke.
I had a stroke, and then we didn't do it for like 4 months, maybe more.
I don't want to call that cheating. I want to call it like surviving.
It's like a time jump. We just like skipped ahead. It was great.
But we haven't really, like we had a little bit of a lull out of that, but remarkably, considering you had a stroke, I feel like the lull was really short-lived. I feel like I rushed you back.
It's true. I mean, to be fair, my voice on those first episodes back wasn't great. It's not great now, but it's, you know.
It's never really been great, so.
Thanks.
Another one of us has been great.
That's all.
You know what I thought about, though? We need a radio show. We need to turn this into a radio show.
Nobody listens to radio anymore.
Yeah, I know.
We get it, it would be like internet radio, which really, once we get enough of these podcasts going, we'll just play it on loop.
It is.
We'll just get one of those internet radio stations
radio
just looping.
Just loop it.
Yeah.
That's horrible. So listen, we have to, we probably should get wrapping up here because we're going to be keeping Deadly Grounds open later than they want to be. And we haven't built that repertoire with them just yet.
No.
But
You should come by though.
This is such a comfortable environment to sit down, have a cup of coffee. And I say that as I'm staring at a poster of Chucky just staring at me. But in all seriousness,
I've been watching
such
a
cool
horror movie this entire time that I keep looking away from because I don't want to spoil it. And B, it's kind of creeping me out because it has weird haunted children.
Yeah, we're going to go from here outside in the dark rain.
Yeah. No, there's no
kids. That's a child standing there in a house court staring at the parent. I'm going to go home to two children. That one's going to wake up in the middle of the night and do this to me without knowing it.
Awesome. So, I mean, not awesome. Terrible. Bad idea.
Fair enough. So we should just give another shameless plug to Deadly Grounds. Can you... They sell their coffee So you can buy their stuff here, obviously,
in
their store.
You can get it on Amazon now.
But you can get their coffee on Amazon. Yep. They have some amazing blends. Locally, we're seeing them come up in a lot of the local coffee shops are selling their beans as well.
And hot chocolate. They have good hot chocolate.
Oh, wicked hot chocolate,
you
yeah.
can get it caffeinated, which is bananas. I've never even heard of that before.
Caffeinated hot chocolate?
Caffeinated hot chocolate.
I feel like that's just disastrous. My daughter would be all over that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. The kids would be just bouncing off the wall.
And remarkably, for what it matters, I'm hearing that the school-age children totally know about this place and think it's amazing.
Sweet.
And so that is kids like in grade 8 who are just finding their way around the hot drink market. And that's pretty cool, man.
Get them young.
Yeah, that sounds horrible.
Well, the other brand that's starting up here is the 8-Bit Beans, and it's all like video game-inspired
that's
coffee.
Here?
Oh, yeah.
Like this here?
Okay, I'll show you. There's some over
right
there.
Here.
Yes.
Oh, that's amazing. Because so I was going to say to you today that you were like totally starting up and like flagging the 8-Bit Bean.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm like, dude, like we're biased to Deadly Grounds. What are you doing?
No, supporting the same people.
Yeah.
But they've already
that's
done,
happened you're on the road as much as I am, and I don't know what you're doing.
They've already done some coffee blends partnered with, there goes his name. Name just totally skipped my mind. I'll cut this out. They've done Electric Playground. With,
is it Matt?
No.
No, Lucas?
Victor Lucas?
Victor Lucas. Is it Victor Lucas or is
the
other guy?
The other one. It's terrible.
Oh, my God. Your face is going red. It's amazing.
Sorry,
you're so
we'll,
embarrassed.
We'll cut it out.
No, don't cut this out. Don't ever cut this out. This is amazing. He has no idea who it is. I have no idea who it is. But I remember growing up watching these people.
Years. Yeah, that guy's got to be like 50 years old.
He used to make me think Nintendo was cool, too.
It was cool for a time. Anyways, that's a different story.
It
for
wasn't
time.
Victor Lucas. What I want to do is I want to ask this guy, whose name I cannot recall at this time. I want to ask him what happened to Victor Lucas.
He
get your phone out. Find out who this guy is. Why can't I remember
hold
this?
On, hold on. I'll cut this.
I feel like remember that idea I had about having coffee cups made with Happy Zen on it.
Mm-hmm.
We totally need to like make some and donate them to this place.
Yeah, because they're not going to try to. They're not trying to sell their own stuff, right? Why would they do that?
Okay. Well. Okay. Okay. Hey, you know
we're right. We're right.
You know what?
Right, Victor Lucas.
It is Victor Lucas.
Don't make me
sorry,
feel
Victor
like
Lucas.
An asshole.
So Victor Lucas, I want to know who the guy was that used to be on with you in the beginning. That Tony.
No, no, it was...
that sounds so bad. We really got to research before we come on a podcast.
Yeah, we can't talk. We can't wing it anymore. We're too old for that.
Victor
stuff.
Lucas, yeah, because he was the one we saw all the time.
Tommy.
That's right.
And
Tommy...
And you know, he owns...
he was only on for a few seasons.
He owns the rights to the... I want to say Intellivision, like the old Atari competitor. And he's re-releasing, you know, like those mini versions of like the Atari and the Intellivision.
Well, that's so smart.
Yeah, so he probably bought it for cheap, but he's doing that. But he does video game scores. Like if you Google him, and I'll put his name in the podcast notes because I'm not going to remember. He did all sorts of video game scores in the 90s, and I think still now. And he did the traveling video games music live concert stuff.
Well, that's kind of neat.
Yeah. So
cool. Okay,
yeah.
So Victor Lucas and
Victor Lucas is the one still on,
and the folks here at Deadly Grounds combined for 8-Bit Coffee.
They did their own
8-Bit
brand.
Bean.
The 8-Bit Beans is the brand. Yep.
Yeah.
Okay. So
totally cool. Well, you see that on our podcast.
Just mumble right through all this, but it's fine. All right. We should probably get out of here because they're closing up.
Yeah, fair enough. Well, this was another episode of Happy Zen. Quick little bonus episode.
Yep.
Touching base with our love of curling, apparently, which is now newfound. And
I expect you to watch now.
Prepping some of the local stuff happening and trying to make sure people realize that if it isn't in our backyard, it might be in your backyard, and it is certainly worth checking out. So
make sure to continue to follow us on social media at Happy Zen Podcast for Instagram, Twitter, and we are Happy Zen Podcast on Facebook. That's it.